And a very good morning. And a very good morning, and happy Thursday to you. This is the Communications, Energy, and Public Utilities Committee. Welcome. We've got a great meeting, ladies and gentlemen. We've got two very important bills that we're going to get to in just a moment. We are now counting members because there may be a time where we have to call timeout. Four is our magic number for a quorum, and we may just lock the door so members can't leave. That may solve our problem. For those that can stick it out and endure our two meetings, our two bills that we're going to hear, we have a special treat for everybody here, everybody. Afterwards, we're going to have some cupcakes. How about that? We're going to have some cupcakes. So let's certify that we do have a quorum, that we may commence. Our bills today, Senator Stube, Senator Young is going to present on behalf of Stube on a 911 issue to make 911 better. And then Senator Simmons has got a bill how we can harden the grid, better the grid, so we have more dependable electricity. So let's do call the roll. Ms. Tamara, if you'll call the roll, please.
Chair Bean?
Here.
Vice Chair Munford?
Here.
Senator Broxson?
Here.
Senator Campbell?
Here.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Stargell? Senator Young?
Yes, here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Senator Munford, you are recognized for remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, you know, this is a great day in Florida because it is Senator Bean's birthday. And so we're just so glad to welcome you here and wish you a happy birthday. Y'all don't see it, but we've got nice no-calorie cupcakes. Up here.
Okay. Yeah.
And Senator, you lit your candle. We want you to make one wish, and you want to make it public.
Okay.
And then blow out your candle.
I wish for a very short meeting. How about that? So and I've just been informed by the sergeant that there is a fire hazard. I will take care of the fire hazard right now. So, Chairman and members, thank you so much. And again, after the meeting, we will celebrate. So, you're kind. It's fun. And I have a loving sister who is also a baker, and so she has made cupcakes that we will, after the meeting. A lot of people think that senators are nuts, which is why I have to warn you there are nuts in the cupcakes, so something if you're allergic. So let's do that. Senator Young, you are recognized on behalf of Senator Stube. It's Bill 190. It deals with 911 systems. When you make a call, can it be transferred? And I did talk to Senator Stube, who gives a very harrowing story where he was in a different city and called 911 on behalf of his wife, who was in another city, and he was told to hang up, Google the back number of this other 911 system, and it's a very scary thing. So do we have technology? Everybody can transfer with the modern technology of phones. They can transfer calls, so why shouldn't 911? Senator Young, tell us about that bill.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You just did a very good job of explaining the bill, and I appreciate that very much. And so, very simply, the bill would require the technology program within DMS to develop and implement a plan so that the 911 public safety telecommunicator, which is the operator, will be able to transfer an emergency call from one local multi-jurisdictional or regional 911 system to another local multi-jurisdictional or regional E911 system in the state. They need to develop and implement the plan by January 1st, 2019, and that is the bill.
Very good. So they have a year, a little bit less than a year to do it. What about when folks say, well, they don't have that technology, they don't have that? What do we say? I know Stube's done some research, but how do we respond when people say it's not there or it's too expensive or what? What would you say to that?
Well, we would say that DMS already has the responsibility for managing the statewide 911 plan, and if they don't have the technology, this bill is telling them to get it.
Very good. Additional questions? Senator Young has presented Bill 190. Are there questions, additional questions of Senator Young? Are there appearance cards? There are. Richard Pinsky is here. He represents the Florida 911 emergency dispatchers. He is on the front row here, second row. He's waving his time in support. Richard, thank you very much for coming forward. Very good. He's able to answer your questions as well. He says vote yes for the bill. Are there anyone else wishing to speak for or against the bill? We are now in debate, members. Is there any debate?
Good bill.
Very good. We've heard from debate. Senator Campbell says it is a good bill and we should vote for it. Senator Young, final thoughts.
Wait,
Senator Young, having fully presented and the committee has given public input and given full consideration to Senate Bill 190, the clerk will now call the roll on final passage of Senate Bill 190.
Senator Broxson? Senator Campbell?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Young?
Yes.
Vice Chair Munford?
Yes.
Chair Bean?
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 190 will be reported favorably. Senator Young, if you need to go, Senator Stargell is now here, and so we are set on a quorum, and that's just in time to hear tab twos. Senate Bill 1586, it's by Senator Simmons. Senator Simmons is, as everyone knows, is chair of the government. Go get him. As chairman of the government, General Government Appropriations Committee, has done a great job. That committee, if anyone is paid, I sit on that committee. He has dedicated a lot of that committee's time towards IRMA, how we did, what can we do better, and has come up with ideas of how to bring our state forward in a way that respects people who pay the bills as well as respects the people who make the decisions and people who sell us electricity. And so, Senator Simmons, you are recognized to present 1586. I know we've got a big strike-all amendment, so if you'll proceed to that. It's amendment number 616036. Senator Simmons, welcome. Glad to have you here.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senators. Senate Bill 1586 responds to the concerns that were created after Hurricane Irma came through the state of Florida, the concerns about whether or not we're adequately prepared and whether our utilities are able to deal with the exigent circumstances that occur both before a hurricane or other natural disaster and then post-hurricane or other natural disaster. Obviously, in doing anything that that responds to this, I bring you back to the time period after the 2004 to 2006 hurricanes when the state, and through the Public Service Commission, actually ask for the implementation of plans by utilities to, at that time, knowing now that it's over 10 years ago, would respond to the challenges of hurricanes and make sure that we're prepared. Certainly, the question is whether or not the cost is worth it. I think that the entire summary of this bill relates to giving the Public Service Commission first the directive to get this done, but also the flexibility of being able to weigh the benefits against the burdens of each one of the public utilities when we're directing ourselves to the strike all, because it is limited to public utilities. What will happen is that there will be a plan that is developed pursuant to the directive of this this bill. There will be an obligation to hold public hearings to determine a disaster preparation and energy grid improvement plan for each public utility, and a time frame within which the public utility must complete each improvement. And it may be up to 20 years, and the commission must allow for the plan to be modified at least every 3 years, specifically based upon the challenges that we all have regarding keeping up with technology. And in developing a disaster preparation and energy grid improvement plan, the commission is required to consider first the available projections for the number and severity of storms in the future, the projected costs and benefits of each plan, and any alternatives to the traditional energy grid, which provide strengthening or resiliency benefits to the energy grid, and also the individual circumstances and characteristics of each public utility. So what we have done is given this directive, given the Public Service Commission the tools within which, and how to accomplish this, and the public hearings that would be a necessary part of it to assure public input. That is the strike all, Mr. Chair. And with that, happy to answer any questions.
Members, are there questions? Questions? I know our investor-owned utilities cover 90% of the state, and that's where your amendment is focused. That's still a lot of customers. We've talked about hardening, maybe concrete poles. It may mean undergrounding. It may mean a lot of things. But the PSC is going to have a lot of teeth and a lot of preparation.
That's the proposal, and I mean that's the concept is to give the PSC the directive and the facilities the directive here to get this done. You know, it really comes down to this, that electricity is the new cornerstone of our economy. It is the cornerstone based upon the reliance that everyone has, even more so, on electricity to have a dynamic and continued economy. If we don't have public utilities that are capable of assuring that there is a continuity of services, then it's going to have two effects. First effect is just like you see with new technology that's coming out today, utilities will become the buggy whip manufacturers there used to be, and that is that they're going to be providing a service that people say, I'm going someplace else. I don't want to be here with with an electrical grid that has the circumstances of outages. I'll get solar power. I'll provide my own. As technology continues to improve, there is going to be the necessity of the utility providers here in the state of Florida and across the nation to be competitive. And the only way they can be competitive is to provide a service that is one that the customers are not complaining about. If you're hated by your own customers, be assured you won't be around very long. That's the first thing. So it's for their own, it's their good to be doing this. But most importantly, it's for the good of the people of the state of Florida, because when they receive the kind of service that is uninterrupted, irrespective of the extent of the natural disaster, then what we will find is a satisfied consumer willing to pay an ounce of prevention for a pound of cure. And that is, in summary, where this is that we need to put together a plan that will provide for the ounce of prevention that is worth the pound of cure.
Members, additional questions on the proposed amendment, strike all amendment? Are there folks wishing to testify directly towards the amendment? We have no cards, appearance cards? No cards for the appearance cards. Members, is there any objection to the amendment? Any objection to the amendment? Without objection, Amendment 616-036 is adopted, incorporated into the bill, and we're now on the bill. Let's go to public hearing. Let's go to the public, and let's see what they say about the proposed bill that's been amended. Susan Glickman is here. She represents the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. She wishes to waive her time very good. Okay. She waives her time. Thank you, Susan Glickman. She is a regular here at the Energy Committee, and we welcome you and welcome your comments on waiving her time and support. Anyone else wishing to testify? Members, let's go to debate. Is there debate? Debate. We've spent hours listening to testimony on how we can improve. This is our first step, I believe, in making sure we're as prepared as we can, because we know the next storm is coming. Without any debate, Senator Simmons, you've almost already closed, almost.
Well, I have one last thing to say.
Proceed with your closing, Senator Simmons.
It's thank you for working with me and all of the persons involved and your staff for working on this. I really appreciate it, and I ask you for your vote.
Very good. Senator Simmons, thank you. Senator Simmons, having presented 1586 and the committee has given it consideration, we've amended it. And now we've allowed the public input, and now we're going to ask Ms. Tammer to call the roll for final passage of 1586.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Campbell?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Young? Senator Munford?
Yes.
Chair Bean?
Yes, and by your vote, committee substitute for Senate Bill 1586 will be reported favorably. Senator Simmons, congratulations. And don't leave just yet, Senator Simmons, because we're going to celebrate the passage of 1586 in just a moment. Members, before we take the magic motion, Senator Broxson, you're recognized.
Mr. Chairman, would you show me as a positive yes on Senate Bill 190?
Without objection, let the record reflect. Anyone else? Without that, I'd also like to recognize a special friend that's visiting with me today. He is on the Jacksonville City Council. He's a banker at Everbank, but here spending today with us celebrating Bankers Day. But it's Councilman Greg Anderson. Councilman Anderson, if you'll stand and wave. Very good. And
I have to submit. I have to present.
Okay, very good. Senator Simmons, take a cupcake with you, my friend. Take one. Very good. So with that, is there any other business to come before us today? Hearing none, Senator Campbell moves, we rise. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are adjourned, but please don't leave without taking a cupcake. We've got plenty.